Relevant knowledge. Payment in foreign trade is often complicated. It plays an important role in the process of trade. All activities mean nothing without guarantee of payment. The method of payment to be used is a matter arranged by the parties concerned. Various ways of payment are in use in the import and export trade. Among them, payment by the letter of credit is most essentially a method of collecting money on the shipping documents. It can ensure that the exporter can get paid as soon as he has fulfilled his part of the sales contract and has shipped the goods, even if the buyer has not received the goods, and ensure that the importer is assured of title to the goods before he pays for them. Otherwise, the exporter is unwilling to deliver the goods without receiving payment, while the importer is reluctant to pay his money without actually controlling the goods. The problem of both the exporter and the importer is solved through the intervention of the third party, a bank. The main stages a commercial letter of credit goes through as follows. 1. A contract is made between the exporter and the overseas buyer, stipulating payment by the letter of credit. 2. The overseas buyer instructs a bank at the residence of the buyer, also called the originating bank, to open LC in favour of the exporter on the terms agreed upon in the contract of sale. An LC is opened and forwarded to the bank at the residence of the exporter, also called the advising bank, by the originating bank. The advising bank delivers the LC to the exporter and advises the exporter to arrange for the delivery of the goods according to the terms of delivery stipulated in the contract. Prepare the necessary documents and make the draft. 5. On shipment, the exporter presents the shipping documents to his advising bank, or the negotiating bank, with a request for the payment in accordance with the payment terms. 6. The advising bank, or the negotiating bank, checks the documents and then forwards the documents to the issuing bank for reimbursement. The exporter must take care in scrutinizing the documentary letter of credit to make sure whether all the terms and conditions in the credit can be complied with. If not, the LC should be rejected immediately and require amendments which must be made in advance of shipment of the goods. Otherwise, the exporter may be faced with a risk of his draft being dishonored by the bank. 7. The issuing bank further checks the documents against the terms of credit and relays them to the buyer to enable him to take delivery of the goods and at the same time pays the exporter for the shipment. Opening sentence. We thank you for your check for $450, but your total amount due is found to come to $475 after our thorough check. Thank you for your kind information that we have undercharged you for shopping freight on our recent dispatch. Of the goods under FC number 908 against your LC number 43. Thank you for your letter of the 3rd of June. An enclosed statement of your account as requested. We hope you find it correct. As we have not received any reply to our letter dated the 6th of December of requesting settlement of the account, we are now writing again for that. We are pleased to enclose your formal receipt and hope you find it correct. Middle part. All items included in your order can be supplied from stock and will be packed and supplied immediately on receipt of your remittance. Payment should be made in sterling to your London representative within 14 days on the arrival of the goods in Boston. We agree that payment is made by documentary draft at site, drawn in favour of you, or collection basis instead of LC. We are ready to allow your request of the extension of 1 month and hope it will help you overcome the special difficulty. Much to my regret that we have made repeated applications for payment of this amount without avail. The stipulations in the LC should be exactly in accordance with the terms stated in the contract signed by both parties. We confirmed your terms of payment, that is, irrevocable letter of credit with draft at site instead of DP at site. We request you to amend your LC to read, we have deducted the commission agreed of 3% from the total amount due, and enclosed a remittance bill for $1,000 in full settlement of account. We have accepted your order for woolen carpets. Please open the relative LC, which must arrive here 1 week before the date of dispatch. Closing sentence. Enclosed is demand draft for the difference of US$457.24. Please let us have your acknowledgement of receipt. If you wish to make inquiries regarding our financial standing, you may refer to our bank, Commercial Bank of Germany. You are kindly appreciated to see to it that punctual delivery is made within the validity of the LC. Please kindly send us a cheque for the settlement of your account to the end of last year, at your earliest convenience. We shall appreciate if you fax us the amendment without any delay, as our shirts have been available for shipment for quite some time. These ovens are available from stock and packed ready for shipment any time. We will send them immediately as soon as we are in a possession of the amount due, namely $780. If the invoice is correct, your prompt remittance will be appreciated. Dear Sirs, we are pleased to find your order of February 24th for men's shirts has reached us. We hope that this is the first of many orders which you may place with us. Your letter does not mention your method of payment. You are no doubt aware of the custom of the wholesale trade that opening orders are payable in cash. And ours is a strictly cash business, and we have no facilities for COD shipment. If you wish to send the goods immediately, we shall be glad to do so on receipt of your remittance for $430. We hope that the misunderstanding about this point will not be an inconvenience to you. Pending the receipt of your answer, we have packed the shirts ready for shipment. Very truly yours. Gentlemen, we thank you for your revised price list sent to us on the 1st of March. We are convinced that the instrument will meet our requirements. We are therefore writing to place an order for 100 sets model Y1 instruments. We enclose an official order form for the above goods. A pro forma invoice will be required for the order. It should show us full details of discounts, freight and insurance. This order is subject to delivery before 13th of April. We therefore reserve the right to cancel the order and or return the shipment at your risk and expense at any time after that date. Since this is the first time we have done business, the most acceptable method of payment will be irrevocable letter of credit. Our bank will therefore issue a letter of credit in your favour for your invoice CIF Alexandria. And the amount of our letter of credit will be sufficient to cover this. We hope this is acceptable. We will accept your draft for 30 days on our credit. Our bank will inform you of the type and numbers of copies of the documents required. The credit will be issued only against documents. The credit will be issued only against documents. We look forward to receiving your shipment and to doing further business with you. Yours truly.